consciente. Reading them early this morning, and Baba's expression that your final thoughts will lead you to your destination, I thought it was an appropriate theme to be taking up tonight. We can describe the destination in different terms. Going home, that's one destination. Becoming Karmatit, becoming an angel, becoming complete, becoming Bapsaman, becoming a deity. You can see we can use different expressions and all of them convey something significant and different. But today I was thinking that if I think about this one destination, that in my final moments there should be only Baba and nothing and no one else, it actually is a very beautiful inspiration for effort, and it includes many of these other things that I've mentioned in terms of our destination. And just like at the end of the day, before you fall asleep, there's a whole film that's recorded that passes in front of your mind. And if the day has been too intense and you haven't been able to resolve things, then it takes a long time to fall asleep. There's a disturbance. But even if the day's been intense and things have been okay, you've been able to take things a step at a time in a natural and easy way and deal with whatever may come your way, then yes, at the end of the day, very easy, sweet sleep happens. A little bit the same. And now we are thinking about not just the end of a day, or not even the end of life. Some of you know about experiences with people or experiences with carers who look after people who are approaching death. And imagine the sorts of things that need to be cleared before the end of one life, so that then the departure from this body is comfortable and easy. Well, that's one life. And for Baba's children, it's the whole cycle. It's in fact 63 births of accounts that you're wanting to settle and make sure that everything is okay. And yes, then in those final moments, it'll be Baba and Baba alone, and I'll be able to fly. Brahma Baba's sharing through Dadigulzar after departure, not before departure. Before departure, Baba tells us his experiences in the Sakar Murlis and his preparation for the final moments. But Shiv Baba had come to meet us on 21st January 1969, and then through that period of 13 days, every day bhog was offered, and sometimes there'd be a very long detailed trance message. Sometimes Bap Dada would come. It was very new, and Baba knew how much sustenance we all needed and support. But there was one particular message in which Dadigulzar asked Baba, "What was your experience at the time of departure? All the children are asking and they're curious and want to know." And Baba had smiled and said that you could never ask your Laukik father this question, could you? And yet, of course, Baba shares everything. And Baba had shared how in the first instance there had been the tug of war between the pain of the body and yoga power. And then yoga power had won. And then Baba had remembered the whole family, not one individual, but the whole family with a lot of love. And then third, Brahma Baba had said to Shiv Baba, "If you want me to come, I'm ready. If you want me to stay, I'm ready." So that's the mirror. Am I able to overcome pain and the karmic accounts of the body? Because that's one of the last things to be settled. Secondly, is it one human being or three or five human beings, individuals that I'll remember at the end? Or is it really just the loving family as a whole, no one individual? But it's an eternal bond, and Baba remembered the whole family as a whole. But no one. And then thirdly, the soul absolutely ready and able to say to Baba, not that I want to come, I'm desperate to come. No, that's a different story. It means I want to get away from something here and go somewhere. But no, Baba, if you want me to stay, I can stay. Baba, if you want me to come, I can come. That's very different. But absolutely only Baba, and ready to obey whatever it is that Baba wants. And so I'm seeing various factors that we need to give attention to at this moment. One, the ability to love everyone, but not be attached to anyone. And so, if there is one or two individuals who keep occupying a lot of space in my mind, then the practice that Baba's giving us at this moment is, keep checking what is it that's wasteful and what is it that's powerful. And so let me check and see, why am I remembering those individuals? Something I need from them, something I want from them, something they want from me. And if there's all of these needs and wants, whether on my side or their side, a reminder from Baba, it's time to settle things very quickly. And in a way, easier to fulfill my own needs and wants. Just simply deepen my connection with Baba through the practice of soul consciousness. That's the only way. And Baba will truly fulfill all that I need. And then, in terms of fulfilling the needs of others, a question that I have, to what extent can I fulfill their needs? It'll be a certain amount, maybe it's even a large amount, but I can't fulfill all their needs. It's just not possible. No human being can do that for any other human being. And so what can I do for them? I have to be able to share with them Baba's light, Baba's might, so that they can be empowered to know that all that they need can come from Baba. I'm thinking more of the Alaukik family at the moment than the Laukik family, in the sense that these are the golden chains that bind us, and out of mercy and compassion we think that we have to be the ones to support and help another Brahmin. Baba says, cooperate, but if I become the support of another BK, then I'm making them dependent on me, and I'm going to stay in bondage to them. It's bondage both ways. because if they're dependent on me, that's holding me in bondage too. And so I have to be able to be internally so detached that I don't fall into the trap of false compassion. Today Maya was talking about... Maya was talking a lot. Baba was telling us a lot about the things that Maya says. But Baba talking about Maya, Ravan in many different ways, but essentially that their task is to pull you down, that their task is to distract you and take you away from God. And so what I need to do within myself is develop such a link with Baba that I'm able to draw power within myself. And yes, we need all the powers at different times. But in particular, I think we need the power of discernment, such clarity that I'm able to discern what is it that I need to do as Baba's child for another one who's Baba's child, and what is it that's going to be a trap for me and for them. And so this discernment capacity in which the intellect is really very clean and centered and connected with one is going to be able to give me that understanding and awareness. In terms of the Lokic family, yes, of course, Baba saying caution, caution, caution at all times. And so within that too, but most often, not always, again, discernment very much a factor, but usually it's easier to tell what is it that's responsibility and where is it that it's beyond the responsibility and it's become attachment. Lokic duties and responsibilities are pretty clear in a sense. This is why I say that it's sometimes easier to discern that. But certainly again, the power of discernment needed for this. And so if I'm fulfilling and yet keeping myself free, then no pulls. Daddy often shares the story about how when she surrendered and she was feeling unhappy. And Baba had a very interesting point to make, that it wasn't that she was remembering them, but it was definitely that they were remembering her. And the reason they were remembering her was that because she had given so much comfort and happiness to them while she was with them, that they were missing her. And so then she said to Baba, well, what now? What should I do? And Baba said to her, it's because you're still in the consciousness of being Janki that they remember you as Janki and they're able to pull you. But when you have let go of the identity of Janki, then they can't pull you anymore because Janki's finished. And this whole subject of soul consciousness and what Baba describes as a living death and rebirth is what that's about. I was with Daddy Ratan Mohini in Punjab until yesterday, the day before. And she took a class the day I was leaving there and she stayed on an extra day to give Brahmin sustenance. But she was taking a class on soul consciousness. And soul consciousness is one of my favorite subjects. But every time I manage to catch a class from Daddy Ratan Mohini, she seems to be talking about soul consciousness. And so I'm beginning to think that it's also her favorite topic. I haven't asked her, but I think so. And she was saying in the class that in the early days, they practiced Baba inspired them to practice soul consciousness so deeply, so deeply. Just absolutely the lesson being underlined again and again and again, and not just in terms of morning class and that's it, but through the day, the practice. Am I the soul that's looking? Am I the soul that's speaking? You know, in every way, just the practice, deep practice of soul consciousness. And she said that this is why they were truly able to feel that Baba is their parent, and nothing of the old world and old relatives were able to pull them. And so just these two stories of the early days of the Yajna, and it makes me aware that the power that these souls were able to have and the transformation that these souls were able to achieve, really the basis was soul consciousness. They didn't have so much gyan. They knew something about a cycle, but not the detail. They knew something about God, but again, not the detail. But they knew more about the soul than anything else. But first lesson, and for them it was years of experimenting with that and underlining that. And we don't have years to spend on one topic now, but it's a very powerful reminder to us today that the more deeply I practice this first lesson, the more I'm able to move forward in all other directions. And in particular, the subject of letting go of bodily relations so that at the end no one pulls me, and being able to connect with God so that I take power from God. That's all it is, the practice of soul consciousness very deeply. And so to let go of that now, the practice of the body being here and I being detached from the body. Baba gives the example of the snake. And the Sakar Murli examples are the things that Brahma Baba himself practiced. The body is here, I am here, the snake sheds its skin. It's not a difficult thing to do. Yes, I have to believe it, faith, and then I have to want to come to that experience, my motivation, my desire. And so if there are these two factors, this is what I want to achieve. I want to come to this stage. Then I'll give it that energy and that attention. You know how everybody always says, but the point of light slips away. It's so challenging just to hold on to that point of light. But surely, whatever it is we're doing now, is based on motivation. What is it that I want to do? What is it that I would like to achieve? And so if really this has captured my imagination and my heart, that I want to reach that destination of only Baba and nothing else pulling me, then the desire to reach that stage, I'm calling it a desire, and that's fine, it's a pure desire, and Baba gives us permission to have pure desires, because they're not going to limit me and restrict me and put me into bondage, but they're going to liberate me. And so this one pure desire, I want to be able to attain that. Daddy often talks about remembrance of God in the final moments so that nothing else pulls me. And so that's telling me how much it's in her mind. And I'm not talking about a few weeks or a few months. Many of you of Baba's children have known her for decades, and you know that it's a topic she's talked about for decades. The preparation for the final moments, the preparation for the final moments. And so she's been practicing all this time. And so, yes, I know for her for sure and the final moments straight to one and nothing stopping her. And can I say that for myself also? And if I genuinely can't, then I want to sort things out so that I am able to get to that stage. And if that's what I want, I'll get there, guarantee. And so this practice, detachment, detachment, and definitely it'll help me detach from other human beings, because just as when people first come into Gyan, it's something we teach new people. Don't talk about detachment because you're going to scare your lokkis and they're going to think you're going to leave them and run away. And that's not what Baba's saying. But Baba's talking about detachment of soul from body. So first lesson, last lesson. Yes, it's the first lesson, but this is something that I still need to practice right now. Detachment, detachment. And so no human beings pulling, no service pulling me. There are sometimes different things that I want to do. And at other times, there's a total awareness that let me do what Baba wants me to do. I want to stay here, I want to go here, I want to do this. And today's Murali was very much about Manmath, and Baba connected it a lot with conflict of opinion also, and so I want to take up that in a minute. But firstly, this thing about my idea and my mind and what I want as distinct to what it is that Baba wants. And so when I say in terms of service, I really want to do this. I really want to go there. And so who is it that's speaking? And so let me step back for a moment and ask myself, for what is it Baba wants me to do? And big, big difference between me wanting to do something myself and being able to understand Baba's signals. Baba's signals in the Muralis come across very clearly, very easily. But Baba's speaking now at the moment to a million Brahmins. So what is Baba saying to me? And in that case, let me just validate it, verify it with somebody else who's further along the path. And so let me check. When I'm saying that I think this is what Baba wants me to do, does it seem to fit within the experience of everything else? And one very simple idea that Daddy had shared in terms of seeing, well, is it something that Baba wants or is it something that my mind is saying, especially in the context of service? In that particular situation of service, Daddy was saying how if I have an idea and I share it with others, and if others are not comfortable with it, then either it's not the right time, and maybe the idea is absolutely valid, but it's just not the right time. Or maybe there's something not quite right with the idea also. Maybe the idea needs sorting out a little bit. And so in that context, if it's truly a signal from Baba and I share it, there'll be spontaneous support from others around me. If it's my idea and only my idea, there won't be that support coming from others. And so in terms of service, easy to check that and see my idea or Baba's idea. In terms of personal direction for my life, it's not something that you ask 10 people or even 5 people. It's something that you ask a senior, and I say a senior in the sense that I know that we don't always have access to Dadi anymore, any Dadi, And the number of dadis has been reducing, 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 and the number of time, the amount of time they have available is also very much reduced. Though I think the group here has been lucky. Most of you have met dadi at different times. Most of you have had a chance to take personal instruction and guidance from her. And most people in Shantivan, there will be now a huge, huge gathering. And I reckon a very tiny fraction, naturally out of 20,000 people, how many people would have had a chance for personal guidance from Brahma Baba or Dadi Prakash Mani or Dadi Janki or Dadi Gulzar? It'll be a tiny, tiny percentage. So compared to the huge Bharatwasi family, the family here is still extremely fortunate. But yes, that time again gets more and more reduced. But this is why I say, someone who's further ahead, who you trust, whose life shows what it is you would like to be. So, not mentioning labels or titles or names, but you can see for yourself. And so just to check out things on a personal level, if that's the factor, my idea or Baba's idea. And in that way then, again, it'll become very clear. And if my practice has been, over a period of time, Baba's idea, not my idea, then my connection with Baba is deeper and deeper. And so yes, again, another assurance and guarantee that I'm moving in the right direction and I'm going to reach my destination. And of course, to whatever percentage, to whatever extent, I'm able to replace my thoughts and my ideas with Baba's thoughts and Baba's ideas, the faster I reach my destination. And I'm thinking about Dadi and how I thought that she'd have flown off to the subtle region a long, long time ago, just in terms of her physical health. But it seems that Baba wants her here. And she had asked Baba many years ago in the 80s, will I stay here and be Karmatit, or will we all be Karmatit and fly off? And it was her question, and it was all three dadis there at that time, Didi, Dadiji and Dadi Janki. And Baba had said that, well, for Brahma Baba, yes, he reached his Karmatit stage and he flew off. But Baba's not expecting that for all of you. Baba's expecting that you're going to be reaching your Karmatit stage and still staying here to be able to help everyone else. And again, there was a little bit of a similar chit-chat that Dadi had with Baba a few meetings ago. And in that, again, she was telling Baba, Baba, I'm ready. And Baba was telling her, well, what about everybody else? Are they ready too? And I was grateful that Baba's concerned about us and not just pulling all the powerful souls into the advanced party, but is keeping some of them here to continue to help us and guide us. But the more I follow Srimad, the closer I get to my destination, but also the more I'm able to bring others closer to that destination also. So Srimad becomes a very important factor in reaching my destination quickly. And my point there that the destination's been reached, nothing but Baba in that consciousness for the Dadis, literally for Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Janki, just continually Baba, 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 but also their role to bring others to that destination too. But that stage. And so today's Murali was very clear in the things that we need to be paying attention to be able to reach our destination quickly. Soul consciousness, detachment, attachment, Srimad, absolutely the instructions of one, In Lokic life also, whose guidance do you seek? And not just seek, but whose guidance are you ready to follow? Only when you love someone, when you trust someone, and when you have a deep relationship with them, all these factors come together. And then you seek their guidance and you follow their guidance through in your life. And so surely the same applies to my relationship with Baba. A very, very simple chart to think about. And I'm not one to think about 12 points, 25 points to check every night. I don't manage it, and I don't imagine there's many of you who do. Maybe a few very, very determined souls, but I don't imagine it's many. But there is one very simple checkpoint, and it doesn't necessarily have to be at night. But it's more a checkpoint in terms of the direction I'm going in. And it's this question, whose ideas appeal to me the most? My ideas, Manmat, or is it Baba's ideas and Baba's directions? Today Baba wasn't talking so much about Paramat, but of course that influence also. Maybe here's somebody who I think is marvelous, wonderful, and, you know, they're the shining star, and I think that their guidance and their help is going to get me to my destination. And Baba's saying, forget it. It's the guidance of one, the instructions of one. And so just check whose ideas appeal to me and whose ideas do I want to follow. And if it's Baba's ideas that appeal to me, which basically means gyan, and the things that when somebody's sharing with you their ideas, they're sharing with you their thoughts. And so when Baba's sharing the Murli with us, that's exactly what it is. I remember a very long time ago, there was a little discussion that a BK had with a bishop. And this was a conversation on a radio show in London. And the conversation was the bishop saying that it's impossible for us to know what is in the mind of God. And the BK, in a very courteous way, very sweet way, was trying to point out that surely if God is our parent, God will want us to know what is in his mind. And the bishop was quite stuck on this, that it's impossible to know what's in God's mind. And that little thing has stuck in my mind because it just explains so clearly where Bhagats are and where Baba's children are. Bhagats, it's a mystery. You don't know what's in God's heart, what's in God's mind. You can never know. But Baba's children, the father, the mother, the teacher, the friend, is opening up the heart and is sharing absolutely everything that is in the heart and in the mind and in the intellect. All the gyan that is in Baba's intellect, Baba's pouring it out and sharing it with us. All the thoughts that Baba has about the world today, about the Brahman family, about individual situations, about the future. Again, Baba's explaining all of that so clearly, so clearly. What Baba thinks about the Kalyugi world. Again, I was thinking about this morning's Murli and very strong language in that. And why should God be shy? You know, God's not body conscious, he's not got a body. And sometimes we're embarrassed to say something to another in case of whatever, whatever. But when people hear God and what does God want from us? God wants nothing. God wants to simply give to us everything that He has and make us like Himself so that, yes, we're able to reach the highest destination. So neither is God shy, nor is God beholden to us, doesn't want anything. Nor does God have to be afraid of anyone or anything. And so that explains to me why God is able to be so clear in the choice of language He uses when He's talking to us in the Murali, which is why the Murali is for Brahmins, it's not for people out there, definitely. But as we hear Baba's ideas, today's Murali, I mean, the topic I chose was from today's Murali, so it's appropriate that so many things of the Murali are coming up and are connected with all this. But on the one side, we were hearing Baba's love for the children and Baba's high wishes and highest hopes for the children. And on the other side, Baba was using very strong language about Kaliyuga and Maya and Raman and all that sort of stuff. Well, that's Baba explaining to us very, very clearly so that there's no more illusion, no more doubt, no more questions, nothing. We know completely what is it that Baba wants and what is it that Baba thinks. And so the more I understand God's ideas and the more I accept those ideas, the more I'm able to follow Srimad from my heart. Because then it's my heart saying, this is what I would like to do. The whole subject of Srimad, it's not an external discipline that's being imposed from outside. While I think it's that, it's a challenge to follow it. Then I begin to make all sorts of stories. Well, I know that that's what Baba wants, but really, you know, my sanskars or my karma or this, and this, there'll always be things that I'll bring in that dilute what Baba is wanting me to do. But when I accept that this is God's love for me, and out of my love for God, this is what I truly want to do. And in fact, it's also, you know, Baba uses this expression, mercy on yourself. Well, take that a step further and think about it as love for yourself. Surely, love for myself is that, and mercy for myself, is that I would want the highest for myself. On the external level, you love someone and you want nothing but the best for them. Same thing. Baba loves me and Baba wants nothing but the best for me. Now, do I, and this is absolute soul consciousness and not body consciousness and ego and attachment, but do I love myself as deeply to know what is it that's the highest and the best for me? And am I then able to say yes to taking that as a gift from Baba? And when I'm able to do this, and I take what Baba's offering me, then yes, definitely, Srimad is very simple and easy. This is what I want. It's not a struggle. The struggle comes when somebody else wants you to do something and you want to do something else. And so what is it that I want for myself? And so this whole subject of checking your chart, what is it that I want? What is my mind saying? What is it that Baba wants? What is Baba saying? And what is it that other people want? What are they saying? And if I look at all of these different areas, and I understand then, what is it that Baba wants for me and am I wanting it for myself? Then it gets aligned. No more struggle, no more battle. When there's a battle going on inside with myself, then that's tiring. And that's what causes challenges to come on the path. Because in tiredness, then I say, well, maybe I'm not going to make it. And in that tiredness I say, well, maybe this isn't really something that I can achieve. Instead of the highest, maybe I'll be content with something mediocre. But that's not effort. And so Baba's taking away all the excuses and showing me what is the highest effort. And so then, yes, if I want to get to that destination of only one and no distractions, then it has to be Srimad that I follow from my heart with love, out of no one's pressure or no one else's expectation or anything like that. And so that's another thing for me to check to get to my destination. The other thing, when I said service can be a distraction, one aspect is this: what is it I think is service and what is it that's valuable? But the challenge about service is the number of other people that I get involved with, and to what extent am I able to treat it as a game? Just recently again, Monday, I was traveling back and meeting people in Delhi, just en route, literally just for a few hours before coming here. And again, one of them said to me, I love Baba's service, but it's so challenging to deal with everyone else's sanskaras. And I said, well, that's what the challenge of service is, to make us karmateet and remember one. But today when I was reading Baba's Murli, and this thing about, Baba spoke about conflict of ideas, conflict of opinion several times. If I'm just on my own doing meditation and making my own in effort, that question of challenge of sanskaras isn't an issue. I'm following Baba's directions for myself, I'm moving along. The subject of different opinions only comes when it is the field of service. And so that is the whole challenge of service. But really, if I know that it's God's plan at work, and it's something that I remind myself of frequently, in terms of service, God's plan is what is going to unfold. Really, we can try and we can jostle and say, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this, maybe this. But ultimately, it's God's plan that is going to take over. And at that moment, when it's another person's idea, and I just simply have to remind myself, well, whatever is Baba's plan, that's what's going to happen. But I don't have to force my idea at that moment. And maybe the other person at that moment is receptive to thinking about, just let's be silent and see what it is that Baba wants. But sometimes the situation is such that if you even say that, others get offended and they get upset about it. And so you can't even say it at that time. But what you can do at that time is remember Baba very, very powerfully and not get stuck to my idea. That moment, just simply to say, that's fine. And if it's in God's plan, that's what will happen. And if it's not in God's plan, it really won't happen at all. That's my experience of many, many years. But my getting stuck and getting into a different corner, the ear in one corner and I'm in another corner, and the karmic burden of that is going to be a distraction for me. It's not going to allow me to be in Baba's remembrance. And I want to just point out that where I'm using this word karmic burden, whatever it is that's a distraction for me from Baba, that doesn't allow me to stay connected with Baba, that's a karmic burden. it's a very simple way to think about karma. If things are accurate, I am following Srimad, then very easy for me to stay with Baba. And when there's something that's pulling me, then let me take Baba's help at that moment and finish that pull, so that then I'm able to stay with Baba. Otherwise, I get distracted, I get into interaction with them, and it's going to be taking me further and further away. And so whether it's humans because of their virtues, whether it's humans because of their ideas of service, whatever it is, let me see if I can stay absolutely clean and clear and connected with Baba. Then I know that there isn't any Maya around. There's no karma involved. I was very struck by a statement that Adi made the other day. She said that if I'm confused, that's Maya. If I'm upset, that's Maya. But also, if because of me, somebody else is confused, that's Maya. My Maya, I've done that. If somebody else is upset because of me, that's also a burden for me. That's also my Maya. And so we hear 1,000 things, but a few things stay very deeply, and that one did. The other thing that Baba took up this morning, which again is very much preparation for reaching my destination, Baba started the Murali by reminding us that we are on a battlefield. And then Baba kept talking about the enemy, Ravan, several times in different ways. But what I want to say about the subject of the battlefield, a child can be just careless and easy and playful and light, doesn't need to think about anything. So as Baba's child, just light and easy. Student, no, it's not enough just to be playing around, I need to study. But a student has time for play, time for games. A warrior, when I'm on the battlefield, it doesn't matter whether it's day or whether it's night. It doesn't matter how long I've been on the battlefield. Can't stop, can't sleep, can't rest. There just has to be the constant state of alertness. Because without that, there's danger. I'm in the midst of danger all the time. And I think that one of the things that happens in Brahman life, we come to Madhavan, beautiful atmosphere, great company, we're uplifted, everything works, all the ingredients are perfect to help us move ahead. And then we think we've dealt with our sanskars and so on, and we go back out there onto the field of action, and we discover that there are some scars that we thought were dead, but we haven't yet burnt, and so they pop up again. Baba Smriti was about not just killing Ravan, but burning Ravan. And today when Baba was talking about the battlefield, my preparation to reach my destination, doesn't matter how close I may be to my destination, or how close I may think I am to my destination. I really just need to be alert until I finally do reach my destination. Why? Because I'm out here on the battlefield. And there can be anything coming to me from anywhere that can be a disruption and a distraction. And so I don't know where the arrows are going to come from. I don't know where the bullets are going to hit me. And so I just need to be very, very alert all the time. And it's not worry, but it's attention. Baba spoke very much about attention on every thought. And when I heard Baba say this, I thought, every thought? And yet it's true. Because one thought comes and I'm not attentive, and how quickly does it lead me into a spin and into 100 other thoughts? And so the battlefield. I don't know where the arrows and the bullets are going to come from that are going to trigger waste thoughts, but definitely I just have to be absolutely alert at all times so that I stay on track and I know that I'm reaching my destination very soon. Baba's love, Baba's light, Baba's might, the greater the extent to which I can feel these in my life, not just Amrit Vela, not just during Murali, but keep that feeling with me through the day, and the closer I am to my destination. And if other things are coming in the way, I've got a way to go.